All right, everybody, welcome to the first episode of the Get Tanked Happy Hour. I am sitting here alongside my good friend Hollis Tank Thomas, and you can consider Get Tanked Happy Hour the love child of Green Legion Radio.
Powered by Green Legion
Radio. Powered by Green Legion Radio.
Yes. I'm welcome to everybody, too. We're going to be talking about sports and stuff.
And stuff.
All walks of life. And maybe even fulfill somebody's romantic query.
Just throwing that out there. Real simple. This is just going to be Hollis and I basically around the water cooler.
Yeah.
Getting shit off our chest, talking football. Absolutely being able to say shit, piss, and fuck, which we can't do at Chickies and Pete's on Tuesdays.
Man.
One of the things I miss about being in the studio here.
You miss that and drinking Johnny Walker Black.
And, well, you're still drinking Johnny Walker Black over there, but it tastes a little better here.
Yes, it does. No, nobody's watching you. There's no sunbeams on me. Not that I don't like it, but, you know.
All right, everybody, real quick. The Get Tanked Happy Hour is brought to you by our good friends at Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. Welcome back once again, Stateside Vodka.
Came back. Awesome sauce. Yeah, awesome sauce.
Yeah. Distilled right here in historic Fishtown. And just true, excellent, premium vodka. Anywhere on the shelves in your liquor stores. Check them out. Order them wherever you go. Also, our good friends at a King of Prussia, Workhorse Brewing. Workhorse is bringing a lot to the table with our home tailgates. We appreciate them. Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend J.P. Lutz. And the Green Legion store should be up and running again by tomorrow.
Yes.
Where you can pick up your
awesome sauce
shirts. There it is. Also, our good friend Mike McVeigh over at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Walk in talking sports. Walk out with a new car. Our good friend Kenny Hutchings and Pat Pavlicek and all the Cavanaugh's restaurants. I guess Riverdeck's going to be closing up soon.
Damn.
That sucks.
Yeah, I walked over there one time. Yeah. I was tired as hell, but it was once I got there and I caught my breath, I tossed a few back in there. They actually had, I like when they had those live bands over there.
Oh, yeah. Reggae night, Sunday night's a lot of fun, too.
Yes, it is.
probably a better target-rich environment for you, too.
Not really. It's either or. A lot of my friends go there sometimes. They're just like, where you at? I'm like, down the street. So that's why I end up getting a Lyft and an Uber account.
I got you.
So I wouldn't have to walk all that way.
In addition, Head House off of 2nd and South. And Cavs Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. Check out our good friend Paul. Paul working the basement bar down there. And, of course, our good friend Brian Pavlicek in the University City Cavanaugh's at 39th and Sansom. Also, don't forget the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's.
I won't forget them.
I don't know if I'm going to make it there tonight, Doc.
I know. You gotta go. You're going
to Power Hour yesterday was a brutal bitch.
Yeah, I missed it. I've overslept.
And, of course, our many young friends, Bourbon Blue at the bottom of the hill, Rector Street, and the Bayou and Cactus at the top, the Manny Young Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in the city. And, of course, our good friend Ken Davies at City Fitness and all those locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Margate. Yep. As well, across the bridge, our good friends at Echelon Health and Fitness. And don't forget about our good friend Jari Evans and Somo Sophie.
Yes.
Sean Brace and Philly Influencer, 102.5 The Gambler, and our good friends 4th and John. Yeah, they'll be joining us in Buffalo, so that'll
be
a good time.
That'll be awesome, yeah.
And finally, of course, our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's South Philadelphia, where you can come and watch Green Legion Radio live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. We will have a current Philadelphia Eagles player and Hollis Tank Thomas there every single week. As well, we're getting pretty consistent with Dave Spadaro being there.
Yeah,
he can only make it out on occasion.
It'll probably get a little bit more hectic in the season for him.
But we're keeping our fingers crossed that he can, keep Tuesdays free.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tank.
Yes.
What happened in sports history today, baby?
Well, today in sports history, I got a little segue here. Today is October the 10th. It's the 283rd day of the year. There's 82 days left. I only picked the one thing was in 1899, Isaac R. Johnson, he patented the bicycle frame.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I picked that because throughout my NFL career, the bicycle, the stationary bicycle,
Save your life?
Yeah, it didn't save my life. It pissed me off because after even after I did everything that everybody else did, I had to spend 30 to 45 minutes on there so I could stay in shape. So thank you, Isaac Johnson. also, I got some birthdays too today. Today's actually Brett Favre. He was born in 1969.
Okay.
Glenn Foley is he's a good guy.
Glenn Foley from the Eagles?
Yeah. No, Glenn Foley, the backup member from the, the Jets. The Jets.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
different.
Yeah, a little different. Also
still on the Eagles.
John Mobley, he's from Chester, PA. John Mobley, former linebacker. And today's actually Pop's birthday.
Ah, that's right. Happy birthday,
Pops.
Happy
birthday, Pops. And then I got my national holidays. I got some quality ones for you. Today is Mental Health Day. Angel Food Cake Day, U.S. Naval Academy Day, and then what's this? Love Your.
It's great when Tank can't read his own handwriting.
Oh, this I put. I remember I scribbled this down because I thought it was funny. Today is Love Your Hair Day.
Love Your Hair Day.
Love Your Hair Day.
All right, yes. Baby.
That's what I got for you. Now I figured.
How long have you been loving that mop?
It's been about 10 years.
2 years now?
Ten
that you've been shaving.
Yeah, 10. Since when I was playing with the Carolina Panthers. Mm. I remember when I told you what Steve Smith told me about shaving, when you was going to send me to a barbershop to get a shave. And he told me to shave your head yourself because when you let everybody else shave your head, a lot of guys get those hair bumps.
Because you
have to learn your head and learn the pattern and which way you can get the smoothest shave that you desire.
And I was thinking of Glenn Frey, not Glenn Foley.
Oh, Glenn Frey.
Wow. It's been a long week, people.
Yes, it has.
We've been going straight. I've had one night off since we went to Panama on Wednesday.
I had a little bit of last night off, but then some stuff happened later on.
Can't get away.
No, I can't. But I want to run some stuff by you real quick.
Please.
I like to go with what's happening in Philly first. The Phillies, it's the hottest thing going right now. Obviously, Gabe Kapler got fired, but it's about damn time. I don't want to go deep into that. I would rather talk about who do you think that we should hire. Because I got a lot of people on here who's saying Showalter, Dusty Baker. I like Joe Girardi.
I you know what? I was going to ask you the same question, and I'm with you on Joe Girardi.
Yeah, because I just want somebody who's consistent and who's a disciplinarian. Because I feel like sometimes we get away from running to the bases. It's like even though L.A. got put out yesterday, if you watched them when they played against us, they was kicking our ass, but they were still hustling. We were losing 14-0,
right.
And somebody hit the ball and hustled, and we couldn't get them out at first base. That's how you win.
Did Joe when he left the Yankees? He wasn't fired, was he?
I think it was last year's contract, so it was like they didn't resign.
They just didn't resign him.
Yeah.
I think there's a pedigree.
Yeah.
With Joe Girardi.
Yeah.
Obviously, he beat us.
Yeah.
In 2009.
Yeah, we expect him to win.
Yeah, and, you know, there's one way to endear somebody in Philadelphia.
Is win a title.
Well, and, you know, coming back to help that team in which you beat.
Yeah.
And when the last time we were as close to it as we've been. And I don't know. Coming out of the Yankees, I still think you draft from pedigree.
Yeah.
Establishments.
Yeah.
And you hire from pedigree establishments, and Joe Girardi certainly knows the game.
Yeah, and that's it.
Buck Showalter, I don't know, a little old.
He's a little
Madden,
old. Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker's old too.
They're all great names.
Yeah,
But unfortunately, I have the feeling that the Phillies are not going to get Joe Girardi.
Yeah, I got that feeling too. Because
they're gonna pull up lame on a $2 million difference they should be spending stupid money on the guy in charge.
Yeah, the story of Philadelphia sports life.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever told you about when I first came to the Eagles, all the stuff I found out that the team that Ray Rose could have had.
Excuse me, we're allowed to burp on this
yes,
show.
Yes, we are. The team that Ray Rose could have had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about Mark Brunell, and then you'd have Bill Romanowski and Kirk Gavir and Willie T in the middle.
Yep.
And you saw it later on when what they did with Doc. They did some of the same crap with me. Like, I was supposed to come back here. Before I went to the Rams, I was supposed to come back here, and I came up here and did a physical. And they was like, hold tight, you know, we'll do something. So,
are we talking Seattle?
No, I'm talking about.
I'm gonna tell you the Seattle story.
I'll tell you the Seattle story. So this is leading up to the Seattle story. So So they don't call me throughout most of the summer. So Steve Spagnuolo, who had just got the job in St. Louis, which is where I'm from, he said he saw me at the airport leaving here. So he calls me and brings me into a physical for St. Louis. And so the Rams signed me.
Right.
Well, the Rams, they offered me a contract. So I hadn't signed yet. So when I get to the terminal, Southwest terminal in Lambert Airport, my agent calls me and says, "Have you signed the contract yet?" I was like, "No, why?" He's like, "The Eagles want you to go to the other terminal and get on a plane and come sign with them." I was like, "Well, where the fuck was they at all last month?"
Right.
And so he was like, they brought some kid, Willie, because Willie Williams ended up telling me. Willie Williams said they brought him in, and they had him in training camp. The coach kept telling him, "You're supposed to be Hollis. You're supposed to be Hollis." That's what he kept telling them. And so what ended up happening was I went and signed down there. But that was actually when my dad first got sick.
Okay.
So it's like I'm coming off the plane. I'm finding out my dad's sick. And then they called me. My agent called me. I'm like, "What the hell you want?" So then he's
Willie Williams, baby.
Willie Williams, yeah. So then you speed it up to the Seattle.
We'll play that going into break.
Well, you see the. So he wants me to tell you about the Seattle story about when I retired.
Everybody, this is such a fantastic story, and it just puts into perspective. You're talking to a man who is in the league for 15 years. 15 years. That is an eternity in football. It's like dog years.
Yes, it's awesome.
A football year is like a dog year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's literally 105 years in the NFL.
The weird thing is that when you're winning, it's awesome. But when you're losing, it seems like that season takes forever.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Like, so I was a free agent after I left Carolina. a couple of games go by. I'm still staying in shape and stuff. My agent calls and says, Seattle wants you to come in for a workout. I was like, okay. I was like, but they already know what I can do. She said, they just want to, they just want to see if you still got it. I was like, okay. So I get there, and we go through a bunch of college-style stretches and shit. And so then at the end of it, we ran like some 110s and everything. So at the end of that part, he said, "That was warm-up." I was like, "You know what? I'm going back to my hotel. I'm going to go ahead and go back to Houston. I need my per diem and my go back ticket. Don't forget my per diem." Because I was like, I can't do this.
I hear you. And you know what we're going to do on this show? We're going to try to keep a little bit more eyes on our Facebook Live. Matt Edgar, you're right. If Middleton is really going to spend stupid money, he will pay whatever it takes to hire a top manager. And I think they have to go that route.
And then Kieran Kelly, he wants to know, and I want to know too, why couldn't Tackett McPhail go too? Because them the some bitches that sat in front of us and said, "If we don't make the playoffs, we don't. If we don't, we don't." Why? You can't. This is the one thing that it was some apologists, is what I call them, on Twitter talking about why does everybody want Gabe Kapler fired? You want him fired because you did the same thing last year as you did this year without changing. It's like you're making some of the same stupid mistakes that you made last year. And then you start everybody talking about, "Well, they didn't give him anything." I was like, "Well, you're the manager. You spent 160 some games with these people, and you don't know what you don't know how to use them."
Hey, Matt Westerman, we're going to have a blast on Sunday, brother. I promise you that.
Vikings.
I know Jimmy Bacon has been putting us on on the reputation list. Don't worry, we got you covered, baby. I feel as though. The other two idiots involved are still pawns of the organization. I think the only time the Phillies let the reins loose was with Amaro.
Right.
Because he was making sick moves. He depleted the farm system. And you know what? I'm okay with depleting the farm system. Mm-hmm. And if we could pick up a top-tier cornerback for a second-round pick, that second-round pick.
Yeah, because you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting. It's not a risk.
Yeah, it's not
a
risk.
Thanks a lot. Here's the second-round pick.
Yeah,
take it. Sidney, fucker.
That could have been. You know who that could have been, don't you?
Yeah, Dalvin Cook.
Damn right. I wanted him so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
So bad. I think there is an indelible stain somewhere within the Phillies organization that still has them refusing to go for the throat. when Morrow signed Quipley,
right.
and then we got Doc. And you know, we were just fucking making it happen.
Yes,
we
exactly.
were loading up.
Yeah, but
and you found out real fast that Philadelphia isn't a second market baseball
right.
team. Fuck you guys still for that.
Yeah.
Phillies. I still taste my lunch every time I think about that statement.
They said that?
Oh yeah.
That's some assholes, dude.
And we were primed and ready again. And this team just felt you have to. Baseball, it's almost like Moneyball,
right?
All right, where the general manager, the head of
scouts, yeah,
it was given Billy Beane shit
right
before he fired him,
right.
And he said, "I'll give you a handful of advice before you have to explain to your daughter why you're working at Dick's Sporting Goods." They're right.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's talent.
Exactly.
And it's push.
Right.
And you, as a manager, have to know where those buttons are and when to tap them.
Not only that, is when you have a sometimes athletes are we're not the brightest. We'll run through a wall and we'll destroy everything in sight. But if you make us think, we're gonna get fucked up. Because it's kind of like he who hesitates masturbates.
Exactly.
Is it because
I hesitate a lot
on occasions. Sexy weight masturbate. Safe sex is in your hand, but but like Jim Johnson, we'll be going through film. That's why I don't think we as a team now. I don't think we blitz as well because I don't think they practice.
I don't think we blitz at all.
I know, but when we do blitz, it looks like they've never done it before.
Right.
It's like with Jim Johnson, he said we do it over and over. And I finally started to see why. Because once you do it over and over again, and you get the repetition, and you know where to hit. And even if something comes gets in your way, you know which way that you can react.
Right.
And you don't have to, and it's not like you're, something's in the way. I don't know what to do now. Well, it's like, you're hesitating and thinking. You can't think in football. You just have to do.
Right.
And baseball is almost the same way.
It's almost the same way. Yeah. And you know what? It also... Look, they hired Gabe, in all fairness to the situation, they hired Gabe to manage the way he did.
Right.
I believe that.
I believe that, too, because I know a couple of other places didn't hire him because their superstars was like, if you hire him, trade me.
Right.
So
right.
It was.
Well, they were also worried about the percentage of single women in that city getting, banged out. And but no,
coconut oil everywhere.
I think, well, there is that part, the metrics involved, which they hired him to do.
Yeah.
The other part was, like Chris Sack said, Gabe Kapler led the league in ass pats.
Well, you know what the weird thing was? I didn't like some of his in-game movements because it's like you pull out a pitcher that's doing well with a low pitch count, and you put in Gosselin or you put in Rodriguez or somebody.
I hear
like
you.
You don't sacrifice your pitcher. He's doing good, and you got him to do good. All you're doing is instilling that you don't have confidence in him. And I keep telling people that over and over again. If my coach doesn't have confidence in him, what the fuck am I going to go out there and fight for him for?
Mike English is masturbating right now. Thanks, brother.
Thanks. don't get
any Keds, Mark Kedziora, fantastic idea. We need Get Tanked t-shirts.
Oh.
I like that. That's a good idea. JP Lutz, get on that right now. It's a comical story, and we'll continue to tell this until everybody actually knows this.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're the 15 inning game against the Tigers.
Tigers. Well, they were the worst team. Oh.
Well, and you've got Roman Quinn pitching.
Oh God!
While
Velasquez is playing
in left
field.
And your center fielder
is a what is it?
He pitched in the College World Series won.
He was MVP.
Yeah,
that's why I was trying to get that part out. He was MVP pitching.
God.
What are you doing?
The
weird thing is, I see the way Atlanta, how their farm system is built. See the way St. Louis and Kansas City, who I think isn't Wade from Wade in Kansas City still? The guy who used to be here.
I don't know if he's in Kansas. He was in Houston.
Was
for
he,
a while.
Yeah, he was in Houston too. But see, you see how they built their farm system. They bring up young players. It's like we could get superstars here and there to build out the team. But you have to start with people that you groom.
Ed Wade's still with the Astros.
I see. Yeah, he's with the Astros, and they're winning.
Did what happened in Game 5 of that series? Tampa and Houston.
I didn't see that one. I saw the 10 inning game yesterday with
Mike
with
English Nash. Hashtag Truth.
somebody wanted to know. Way to go, Frank. I'm happy they let Deshaun Hall. I'm happy they finally let his ass play in the regular season.
Yeah,
and Sweat surprised me. Sweat did shit in preseason, but he's been a beast.
He's been
out there.
Pretty good.
Yeah, because somebody tweeted me there was a sweat sighting. I was like, and so, but when they tweeted, I was like, yeah, I'm sweating. So what?
I don't know if you know. There's a sweat sighting every day here.
I know. So he's got it was something else today.
Game starts in 30 minutes. It was something. Game 5, Houston and Tampa.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. It was something funny that I saw. I thought we had fucking won a championship. Well, yesterday when the other day when the Sixers were playing on Tuesday, and Ben Simmons hit a 3-pointer.
Oh yeah!
Did you see the place? Every place erupted.
Did it?
I'm talking about the place erupted. They show where people watching the game at the bar. It erupted. I was like, there's got to be somebody's championship or something.
John Francis, what do you think about giving Charlie Manuel another shot?
I like Charlie.
I do too.
I think
Charlie's 12 years older, and he was old already.
Yeah, it's.
I'm sorry. Charlie's number two for me. I would say Charlie's number two.
Yeah,
he's endeared. He knows the game.
Yeah.
He certainly knows about hitting.
Yes.
Which this team does not know about.
But oh.
But
yeah.
I'm still Joe Girardi all the way.
You think they should make Matt Stairs a hitting coach again?
No. Matt Stairs became the hitting coach
when they were hitting.
Well, no. He didn't start as a hitting coach until 2014.
What's
Let me look at that.
I know last 2 years he was with San Diego.
Phillies hitting coach. We can actually play around like this a little bit where we're not allowed any
leeway on other
downtime during our other shows. So they hired – the Phillies hired Matt Stairs as their hitting coach in – and we're getting there, folks.
I'm laughing at Nicole.
2016.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think that does us any good. You know, that's some pretty shitful years of hitting.
They won't know.
The one thing that we haven't had since that: Jimmy Rollins, Shane Victorino, yep. Chase Utley, Ryan Howard,
Jason Kelly,
Jason Worth.
Yeah, Worth.
You know where you. You didn't have to worry. You could just bomb your way to a title.
Exactly.
And they did.
Now Nicole wants us to bring Pete Rose.
Pete Rose? I have a friend, a league age, who just saw Pete Rose.
Yeah, with his wife, yeah?
No, like at an autograph signing?
Yeah.
God, he looks like he's dead.
I know. I did.
He looks like he needs to be in the zombie crawl in Minneapolis this weekend.
I was about to tell you, and he's had work done, too.
Really?
Yeah, really, it is bad. He's had that looks
that
like
same the, goddamn the Mo haircut.
Yeah,
for...
I was looking at it, I was like, dude, there's got to be up there on there with a stapler. Because it's like, you can see like the back of his neck, and it's like, it's just like, oh, I was like, man. It's like, I'm glad I just cut mine off.
The Bats woke up when Charlie came back a little bit, John.
Because he
just something different, and it was somebody saying, hey, you know, you guys. You know, you're going to get some walking papers this year if you don't start swinging.
Well, no, I think he just took the analytics out. If you notice, the last 2 years we've been getting, and I know Crutch has been pissed every time we take the first pitch and they throw it down the middle every time, and it's the best pitch we get because the second one we foul off, and then the third or fourth one they throw us some bullshit.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not an advocate of that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree.
I know.
I think you have to constantly mix it up so that you don't start becoming the team that swings at the first pitch.
Well,
because then they're going to throw you a slider or four-seamer.
But my thing was this. It's coming right down the pipe. You see it. It's like if it's a good pitch, it's like you got to have your ass up there ready.
Agreed. But you know, you're still talking about a chess match. You have to mix it up. Now, my issue with Odubel Herrera was that he always swung at the first pitch.
Yeah,
and 8 times out of 10, that fucker came up in the dirt because they knew he was going to swing
at the first pitch.
Exactly.
Because he thought that they were going to treat him like everybody else that they were doing like that.
Exactly. I think we should take our first break here, brother.
We should take a first break. We're going to take a first break of the happy hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attaboy. All right, everybody, back on Get Tanked Happy Hour. Here with the big dog, Hollis Tank Thomas. I'm Quimby. We're going to be talking a little bit more baseball. We're going to talk about the Dodgers and the Braves being ousted. We're going to talk a hair about the Flyers, and again, just a hair
just
about
a hair.
The Flyers.
There's only one game. You don't want to go buck wild.
There's two. They won both.
I just saw the one last night. It was dominating.
And then we're going to get right into Eagles, and we're going to talk about tonight and another Giants Patriots matchup, which I always have something to say about that. But Dodgers out.
Last two World Series runner up.
Braves out.
Braves out.
How the fuck? Hold the phone. Ready?
I know.
If you're the Braves and you. You let the Cardinals spot and run.
It's your spot. It's
in your house.
Wow.
I mean, but could you imagine the rest of the evening? It's just I would be like, what the ever loving? And they have a good team.
Yeah,
and they have had a great season. They're contenders, but
you know these two teams are responsible for the biggest disparities in elimination games. The other one happened in the 90s where the Braves beat the Cardinals like 15-0.
Right.
Yeah, and it was an elimination game.
Now I didn't watch we were watching bits and pieces as on the Rob V show. we did a power hour. I'm almost 49 years old, and let me tell you, the last fucking thing I need to do is a power hour. It's ridiculous, but very very simply put, they were down 3-1.
Right.
Solo shot.
Yep.
Solo shot.
Yep.
Tied.
Yep.
Grand slam.
Yep.
By somebody who doesn't deserve to be hitting a grand slam, or
who was it?
I forget. I don't even know.
The dude who hit him, he was in a slump. That's I think. But it's kind of like that. He slump buster like a motherfucker.
Now let's be honest, okay?
Uh-huh.
There are fans in this league that I can't stand.
The St. Louis Cardinals fans are one of them.
Mm.
Are the Braves fans?
Mm.
Are the Mets or the Jets?
Mm.
Cowboy?
Dodgers fans.
Dodgers fans, really?
Dodgers fans are a cooperation,
yeah.
A coalition of the biggest scumbag fucking douchebags on the planet. Planet. Yeah. Dodgers fans. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, that one guy was rendered basically catatonic after he got beat the snot out of him.
Oh, dear Lord.
The Giants fan.
The Giants fan?
Yeah.
That was out of L.A.?
That was in L.A. I can't remember his name, and it's a depressing topic, but it's just it's gangbang central.
Yeah.
It's not a fan.
You don't have to be sorry. It's a lot that goes on in that stadium and we get the bad. Even when we was walking there, I forgot to tell you this. You know, we was going doing the march in Atlanta. We were marching up there. So one dude was on the I was on the other side of the street filming the march. So I heard this one guy say, "Oh, look at those motherfucking Philadelphia Eagle fans! Oh, let me get the fuck away from him because somebody don't even talk to him, don't even look in that direction." I was like, "Well, you one stupid bastard." He's like, "See what I mean?" Yep. I was like, "You the one who just
you just said it.
You just said all this shit." He's like, "Awesome!" And he had the hole. He was walking real fast and wanted to get as far away from us as possible. I was like, "Good,
yeah." Keep walking.
The other part was like, y'all threw snowballs at Santa Claus. I was like,
here we go.
That was in the 60s. I wasn't even born. So, but I love our fans. I feel like we travel well. I love our fans because they love all our sports.
And absolutely. Except me. I don't like the Flyers.
Yeah, I know you don't like the Flyers.
I love the Flyers. I love the Flyers for so long. But this organization is so fucked up from top to bottom.
Yeah, and you're not an apologist. You're not a Diaz.
I'm not going to give them a re. I'm not. After season after season after season of letdown.
Right.
I'm not going to let you raise ticket prices by 30%.
Yeah, there was.
Fucking kidding me?
There was a jerk.
And it was like 85% of the seats they raised those ticket prices.
Yeah.
Kiss my dick.
I'll continue to go to the suite.
Yeah. Right.
No. But no, it was actually kind of good to see them win like in that fashion. And I'm so used to seeing them getting their ass kicked. And getting punked and chumped on the court on the ice.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's only two games, like you said. It's only two games. But I was just happy to see that.
Yeah, I hear you, Matt Edgar. Good to see you, brother. I'm with you. I'm with you, big dog. But
Nicole wants to let you know, power hours are fun, but they're fucking brutal.
Is Nicole at all attractive? Because she could come in on the next one.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady.
All right, come on, Nicole. Come on and degenerate yourself with us. Green Legion announcement, real fast, everybody. Yeah. Green Legion announcement. Sign up for Miami now. We are running out of space.
Yes, some people was asking me about that because I think some people are going to be down there.
Okay.
And they want to buy tickets to the tailgating.
Please.
I've already directed them to greenlegion.com.
Greenlegion.com, everybody. Again, this is the Get Tanked Happy Hour with Hollis Tank Thomas. Yeah. Number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts. 15-year NFL vet 10 with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I promise I will permanently have that picture mounted by our next show. Because it just keeps going back and forth and back and forth.
Hey, it's some other stuff. I was at the place to get some jerseys.
We still have space. We can fill this place up. The Uncle Fester show sign's got to come down. That's been up there too long.
That's iconic, though. I was going to run into a bit of the we could go around the league first. We could start with the Eagles and then go around the league. I'd rather start
around the league and get to the Eagles last.
I was
you want to go Eagles first?
I would rather start with our team. So if we don't get to the rest of
you're
the
league,
you're the boss. Fuck them. So it was like
there you go.
So this game coming up is going to be an interesting contest. Even though Kirk Cousins sucks, he's got a 5-3 record against us. But the three losses that he has, we were in his ass like a pair of tight draws. I'm talking about the defensive line.
Tight draws.
And we should be able to. They have a young offensive line who doesn't really have any continuity. And when you look at the games that they've lost them because they constantly get Kirk Cousins hit. They're stuffing the run and making Kirk Cousins beat them. So I feel like we should stuff the run. And then make Kirk Cousins try to beat you. Because if he doesn't have that running game, that play action is not going to work.
Well, and that's the matchup. Right. You know, we talked about this on Tuesday.
Right.
You have Dalvin Cook,
yes,
who I think is the leading rusher.
Yeah, he's the leading rusher
in the league now.
He's a beast.
And the Eagles have not allowed they haven't allowed a 50-yard rusher yet this season.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell has the most with 47.
Wow.
That's it.
No, they've been stuffing people.
So... but let's be honest. You know, Kirk Cousins has weapons.
Yes, Stephon Diggs, Thielen, and I forget they had the brisket.
You got Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph also, and the brisket is he's a young receiver that's up and coming, but he's a blur.
It's going to be interesting. Think about that.
We have to get him off his spot. We have to get Kirk Cousins off of his spot.
That's what it boils down to. Yeah. And honestly, I'm okay with giving Dalvin Cook yards between the 30s.
I'm not.
I don't want Kirk Cousins to start targeting our DBs.
Yeah, no, but
depleted right now.
I know, but if you look at it, if we give Dalvin Cook that, then they'll be able to trick fuck us.
I get the play action.
So when we shut that down, we know what you're going to do. We know what you got to do.
You're right. You're right.
And then you have to go over to what we do offensively. We have to pull our heads out of our ass and give Howard the ball. I was like, I love what Miles did last week.
That's going to drive me up a wall, bro.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, Miles Sanders. I'm a fan. I certainly want to see you do well, but sorry, give the ball to Jordan Howard all fucking day. This whole platooning, when you had the number three running back in the league for the last 3 years, there's only two people that have had more yards than him.
Yeah. Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And also, you have to remember, he was splitting time with Cohen. That's why in Chicago.
Exactly.
And, he
still had the third most yards in the NFL.
If you weren't impressed with what he did at Green Bay.
You weren't impressed with what he did against the Jets. He's just not getting enough carries.
Exactly.
And the best part about Howard is he's a north and south runner. He is going to pick up the dirty yards for you. Go ahead.
No, because you know what you said there. You know what that brought up my head, don't you? You know why in week one that Adrian Peterson was a healthy scratch for the Washington Redskins?
Why?
Because he's a north and south runner. We don't have that in our system. That's what Jay Gruden. That's what when you said it, I was like,
wow.
Oh God. He actually said that in an interview. But back to talking about our run game. We have to impose our will up on the squad because they have a good defense, and if you let them stay in a game and it'd be a dogfight, our secondary is not built for that.
Right. And on the secondary, Antonio, the current report on Avante is there's no current report.
Yeah.
He's day to day. He's still going through protocol.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird dynamic because I think he's got a little whiplash. Because I went back and looked at that hit. He didn't really get hit in the head. He got hit like in the neck. Yeah. And so if you look at it, you can see his whole body like thrust the other way.
It looks like he got hit from behind in a car.
Yeah. And it was god awful.
Yeah.
It's like, and somebody was saying Zendejo, he's the king of friendly fire. I hate that shit because we had a guy on the team we called Bullet Keith Adams. Do not be around the fucking pile. And then we had a guy named Jason Short. We called him No Breaks.
Nice.
You know what we called him No Breaks? Because he was hitting whatever was in the pile where the ball was. And said he had no breaks whatsoever. I was like, dude, I'm on your team. You see green, stop.
I have a question for you as an NFL football player.
Yes.
Jimmy Bacon, what's up, baby? Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Ricks at 7:30. The one thing that drives me up a collective fucking wall.
What's that?
On defense is you have a guy stacked.
Right.
All right, and he's 2 yards from a first down.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of your dumbass teammates comes from behind.
And pushes him forward.
And pushes him forward with a tackle when he's clearly stopped.
That pissed me off too.
Does that ever get brought up?
Yes, it does. Jim Johnson used to bring it up all the time. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, you just gave him the first down.
Yeah. He's like, you push
him back. It's like, as a rookie, I made a tackle on Brian Mitchell like that.
Oh yeah,
but it was but I pushed him back because so he couldn't get the first down. It was my very first game, 1996, RFK Stadium. The last
RFK. Game.
Yep, it was we won 17-14.
Oh shit. Dump.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty bad. That was you know, on TV you used to see when John Madden and Pat Summerall used to do games up there when you could see the field bouncing.
Oh yeah. And
so it got that loud because you know, it was a close game. Rodney Pete was the quarterback.
Rodney. Sidney.
is he going to be healthy this week, Sidney?
He's supposed to be.
I don't know. I'm off the cool with him and Darby being
where
hurt.
Fuck is this game?
It's on TBS.
It's not.
It's not on TBS?
No.
It's not on MLB Network?
Hold on.
Maybe on ESPN.
I don't know.
Maybe on Fox. Check Fox.
Check Fox.
Check Fox.
Check Fox, baby. Anybody know the game is?
Let me see somebody's. Oh, wait a minute. She's apparently, Nicole and they tried the power hour, but they were doing, they started with a shot every 15 minutes. And then they said,
wow.
It's every
Fox
minute.
Sports, kids?
All right. Is it on Fox Sports? It should be 8:54. You see it right there?
No, that's CBS.
It's a poker. Oh. Fox
there it Sports. Is. All right, Hollis.
Okay.
Let's put in a...
wager?
A get tanked wager.
A get tanked wager. Well, what are they in Tampa Bay or are they in Houston?
They have to be in Houston.
I'm gonna take Houston.
Do you want to do that or we? I mean, I got to figure they're bringing out the best pitching staff.
I'm not trying to remember what Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
Antonio, it's not on TBS, baby. It's on Fox Sports.
It's on Fox Sports. I'm trying to think. What is this?
Sorry, everybody.
Oh, no, sorry. We were looking at. I was trying to look at the pitching staff for the. But I still like Houston in this situation.
Tampa Bay Rays +227 on the money line. Mm. Houston Astros -253, -125 with a run and a half
right.
For Houston. The over under 7.
I'm going to take the over.
I'm taking the over too. You want to do that?
Yeah, take the over, and I'm going to take Houston though.
Let's put a get tanked nickel on this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
All right, let's do it.
Put a nickel on the over and take it Houston. Yep. Come on, Houston.
All right, everybody. Let's see here.
So back to the injuries. Deshaun Jackson,
Angela Jellum, all the way from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Ah. How you doing, sweetheart? Wow. Glad we could get together for that short period of time. I hope your son enjoyed the game as well. Angela was our rep at the Hyatt.
Oh, okay.
She's moved on. She left me. She left me, Angela. I'll remind you. You left me. No, I'm kidding. What do you got, big dog?
Nicole says, no, you start off with a shot, then you do 14 shots for the minutes that lead up to the 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's suicide.
Yeah, basically.
That is virtual suicide.
Oh, God, that is brutal.
Oh, God, I'm throwing up in my mouth just thinking about it. Seriously.
Yeah, you can have that game, Nicole.
Yeah. Have at it.
But I was going to talk about the offensive line a little bit.
You know what? Let's take one more break.
We're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back to talk about the offensive line and what the hell else is going on.
There is a lot going on.
Yes, it is.
A lot going on.
Yes.
Yes, we'll be back on Get Tanked Happy Hour in just a minute. And hopefully my song comes up. Waiting. On the Get Tanked Happy Hour. My name's Quimby. I'm here along with my host, Tank Thomas. Hollis Tank Thomas.
I'm happy on this happy hour. I don't know about you.
I got to be honest with you, brother. This is so much more refreshing than what we've been doing as of late.
Well, because we have to watch what we say.
We do have to watch what we say. You guys want to hear a funny story, all right? Honestly, Hollis and I trying not to say fuck while we're at Chickies and Pete's
also,
live.
Also shit.
Shit, yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a mouth like a truck driver.
Well, you met my mom, so you know where I get from.
If you guys ever have the pleasure of meeting Hollis's mother, what a beautiful woman, and she has... Now, imagine that friend that you say has no filter, and then imagine multiplying that times 10 in a slow southern delivery.
Yes.
Like, well, I don't know what the fuck his problem is. Every time she talks, I am literally dying laughing. But anyway, we're once again, this show is the love child of Green Legion Radio.
Yes, it's powered by Green Legion.
And we are going to be here every Thursday.
Here every Thursday. And we're also going to be at the Wooden Indian on 95 South Eagle Road.
Okay.
I'm going to procure that spot for us, and we'll set the date up with Super Dave.
Excellent.
The guys are waiting on me to come watch Thursday Night Football. He's upgraded the lounge. The lounge is a gigantor now.
Okay.
And the humidor is awesome.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a great thing for Green Legion.
And don't understand, we are balls deep in this right now. We are going to build Green Legion Radio and all of its satellites, its shows. We have the Rob V Show, which is the more adult-oriented version. We have Get Tagged Happy Hour. We're going to create the Philadelphia Podcast Coalition or Network, where you have Sean Brace from Philly Influencer and the boys from 4th and John. And we're all going to filter into each other and continually promote each other, because there are podcasts in this town that are great, and we want to see nothing but success. We like to market for each other.
Yeah.
They're all great people. But also remember, we are available for hire.
Yeah.
And Green Legion Radio is locked until January. We're not going to be able to do any remote shows, as Chickies and Pete's is our only host show.
Yes.
For the rest of football season. However, yes. The Get Tanked Happy Hour, which costs less than half of what Green Legion Radio costs, is available every Thursday for the rest of the year. So if you're interested, reach out to me at Quimby@GreenLegion.com, Quimby@GreenLegion.com, and we'll talk about it. I'll tell you right now, it's only $750, and you have us Hollis will be out for an hour beforehand and an hour after to sign autographs, take photos,
and watch Thursday Night Football.
We might even get him a big dog chair and let him armchair the entire thing. But it's an extremely reasonable cost considering what it includes, which is also a dedicated email blast on the Green Legion mailing list. Our social media pounding, which is a good 125,000 followers strong right now, between mine, yours, Diaz, everybody's. We have this thing pounded, and we're not we're keeping our prices
reasonable.
We're keeping them low because we want people to get something in return.
Yes, want them to get their money's worth.
Well, and as soon as everybody starts, do it now. Do it now, because that shit's going up. don't let it fool you. That shit's going up. But please, by all means, reach out to us, and as soon as we get Hollis trained in the arts of DJing,
hell yeah,
then that'll be another element we can add to the entire program. But let's talk a little
around the league stuff.
We still want to talk a little Eagles.
Yeah, we had to run through a couple of injuries and a couple of. What the fuck moments that I've noticed during the game. Mind you, they just got a 7-year CBA increase. The officials, yeah.
Well, on that note, allow me to because I have been dying for this segment.
Okay.
All right, sportsbettingdime.com.
Okay.
The top 15 greatest athlete quotes of all time. Now I'm going to go go right into a special one.
Okay,
it's a bonus because it has everything to do with a collective bargaining agreement. This is Patrick Ewing during the 1988-89 NBA lockout. Yeah. Patrick Ewing, sure, we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot too.
Now, I was going to go into a coach's quote about the officials. You remember Jerry Glanville?
Of course. Russell Bendit. How the hell are you? Your ass needs to come in studio and talk football with us.
Yes.
Russell is a former college football player and Arena League football player.
Okay, cool.
He worked for me for a couple summers in Sea Isle. He's one of the coolest fucking cats you'll ever meet in in your life, and he actually got me in shape one summer. But those days are gone, Russell. Those days are gone. I don't know what song it is I want to play for that, but those days are gone.
Holding back the years.
But Russell, you have an open invitation to come in studio anytime you want, brother. We matter of fact, I want you to come in.
Yeah. Come on in.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No. It was Jerry Glanville was coaching. He was coaching the Falcons, so they had him mic'd up, and so a ref made a call. He said, "What the hell was that?" So the ref said something. So he's like, "You know what this? Know what NFL stands for? It stands for not for long. If you're making calls like that." I was fucking dying.
All right. Well, here we go. Let me give you the top 15.
Give me the top 15
because these are fantastic. Major League All Star Mike Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
The sun has been there for 500-600 years. Okay. All right, Mike.
Is that about the collective bargaining agreement?
Ready? Shaq. Yeah. This is a Shaq.
Oh, God.
I made a 1,600 minus 800 minus 200 on the SAT, so I'm very intelligent when I speak.
What the hell? Oh, man.
Yep. That means he was a 600.
600, yes. That's not even good.
Former NBA player David Thompson, ball handling and dribbling are my strongest weaknesses. Let me say that again. Ball handling and dribbling are my strongest weaknesses.
That was horrible.
Yep. This is a great one, actually. Former Philly Tug McGraw on whether he preferred grass or AstroTurf. I don't know. I never smoked any AstroTurf. Tugger.
Tug McGraw. That was a good one.
That's perfect. All right.
But the thing that with the new collective bargaining agreement that they that I did notice was they're taking the referees with at least 20 years
and making them
teachers.
Teachers.
Yeah. And,
good.
And putting some of the younger guys out there, which I think that they needed to do anyway.
This is a good start for our over, Hollis.
Yes, it is. First and third base.
Yeah, nobody out.
Nobody out. So it's like so they're going to have them as teachers, and they're going to start an incentive program. And the thing, this is the one thing that pisses me off about the way that they do the game. It's like I have to waste a fucking challenge. I have to waste a fucking challenge
because you can't see it anymore.
Yeah.
All right, I got to say this, and you are a black man.
Yes.
I think Jerome Bolger is about done.
Yeah.
And the only thing he is still trying to perpetrate is his street cred whenever he says fourth down.
Oh yeah, he's oh god.
Oh, come
he
on,
is
dude.
Horrible.
Horrible.
It's like
he was in the league since Houston.
I mean, we
haven't been able to get rid of that motherfucker ever.
Yeah, hopefully they make him a teacher.
25, 30 years.
Yeah. And you know William Thomas is actually officiating the college
Willie
game.
T.
Yeah, so
nice.
He's trying to get into the NFL to do some games. Okay. But it was like when you said that, it just reminded me of when you watch the college game, how smoothly it runs, and you don't have to challenge anything because the booth is there to challenge it.
It's exactly.
Like, and it's like, ah, oh, man.
And just get it right there.
Yeah.
Don't even fuck around.
And quit coming up with rules.
There we go.
We want one or nothing.
One nothing.
Quit coming up with different rules to stop the fucking defense. It's like we know you want it to be an offensive game. It's like be a man. Every time I turn around, you see a different receiver with his hands up like he's supposed to get a call. How about just go after catching the fucking ball?
Right.
Go play football.
Weldon Drew, basketball player.
Right.
We have a great bunch of outside shooters. Unfortunately, all of our games are played indoors.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. Oh, my God. Former Ohio State running back. And what team did he play for a brief period of time? Maurice Clarett. It's a humbling thing being humble.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, he's an interesting kid. You know how you meet somebody who's like, it is truly something wrong with that guy. That's all I can say, but it's like, oh, God.
State, good to see you, brother. Tara Weaver, I haven't seen you in a while. Where have you guys been? Why are you guys not at tailgates this year?
They're ghosting us.
God rest his soul.
Who that?
Charles Shackelford. Left hand, right hand, it doesn't matter. I'm amphibious.
Wow.
Okay, Mr. Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
Terrell Owens.
T.O., let's go.
Number 8 on sportsbettingdime.com's top 15 dumbest athlete quotes. Don't say I don't get along with my teammates. I just don't get along with some of the guys on the team.
He said this shit real. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Some of the shit that we say.
Around the league, yeah. Let's talk around the league. First of all, let's talk about tonight.
Tonight is the Giants and the New England Patriots.
And this is the first time they played since the Super Bowl matchup, I believe. They had one game.
Yeah, preseason, wasn't it?
God, that's a good one. No. This is the – what years did they play?
Two of the losses.
Patriots, Giants, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. I am a man.
I
am a man, Kelly.
All right, Super Bowl XL.
I'm right up, Fred. I'm in my studio, Fred.
42 and 46.
Yeah,
42 and 46 would be 10 years ago,
right.
And 8 years ago,
right?
And it was the same season that they played AFC NFC conference.
Yeah.
They would have played 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know within which house. And I know this. I know road games.
Right.
But
so that stadium is a shithole.
Fuck that place.
It's horrible.
All right. First of all, but during the course of that run, where they played each other 2 times in 3 years in the Super Bowl, people. I got to be honest with you. I'm not a Cowboy hater.
Mm-hmm.
I really am not.
Mm-hmm. I am.
I know.
To the heart.
Tank, trust me. I know it buries you to the core. By the way, 3-0, no outs.
Hell yeah. Awesome sauce.
I'm not a Cowboy hater. And the reason for it.
Is the Patriots?
We've been running trips to Dallas since 2004. four.
Mm.
All right, that is 16 seasons.
Yeah.
And there's only been a couple years that we didn't because we had big trips the year before and it became redundant and we had a lot of other stuff on the schedule. We've been running it straight for the last 7 years.
Right.
People in Dallas, okay, the people from a from Hollis's standpoint,
right,
because as a player, he just fucking hates him.
I hate him.
And
Dallas sucks.
We'll tell you this story before the end of the day. But the people that get on your fucking nerves and make you hate the Cowboys even more
are the people here.
Are the fucking posers up here that are Dallas fans. And, you know, and they had a stretch for a while and they were obnoxious as hell. By the way, let's look at some highlights from your last Super Bowl victory and pull out the VHS recorder, motherfuckers.
Or the little thick disc.
But people in Dallas,
yeah,
Cowboy fans in Dallas,
yeah,
other than a small percentage of the less than admirable Latin persuasion.
We'll call them.
Brutal. Brutal.
Some of them have wishful thinking.
They're brutal. Joanne Giangiulio, how the hell are you? Good to see you, sweetheart. Lee Gage, if you're going to be watching me, it better be something better than this. they literally will charm you to death down there.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not a Cowboy hater.
Yeah.
I dislike them.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, because actually,
just like anybody else. But my favorite team to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
By far and away, I hate everything out of New York. I hate going to New York. I hate leaving New York. I hate any part that says New York.
East Rutherford?
Fuck that. All of it.
East Rutherford, yeah.
East Rutherford. Well, first of all, the New Jersey Giants and the New Jersey Jets, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the Maryland Redskins.
Yeah.
Right? Not a single goddamn thing in Washington. The Redskins don't play in Washington. They don't have their offices in Washington. They don't train in Washington. They're the Maryland Redskins.
Nope.
Terrible. But the other team that I hate even more.
What's that?
Well, not even more, but just underneath the Giants. Are the Patriots, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. As, you know what? My hate didn't run that deep until, another run. Four to nothing.
Christ.
So the reason for my hatred for the Patriots was...
Hold on. We're going to get to that in just a second. While these two were playing in two out of three Super Bowls, people knowing how much I despised both of them, they would ask me, hey Quim... What do you want to see? And my response was always a fucking plane crash.
Oh, man.
I don't want either one to win, and the only way that takes place is if one of their planes go down.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it.
Or everybody gets the swine flu or something.
That's right, Chrissy. We don't like the cockroaches in Philly.
No.
Horrible car. Eric Bayless, our good friend in Chicago. Horrible car accident.
A horrible car. Just knocked the bus over.
Anyway, you're Patriots.
No, the Patriots thing was, you know what? Initially, I didn't hate them. I just disliked them. But then when I saw the magnitude in which I saw the report, the investigation report.
Of course.
And the stuff that they did. And for Roger Goodell to let that shit go untold,
exactly.
It was totally horrible. And on that note, also, you know, I saw the hit to Vontaze Burfict. I saw that it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
And then, against Indy?
Yeah, it wasn't. And then it's like
But you know what? You can't keep letting that dog run.
You can't keep letting it run. But this is what I didn't like that they did. They let him appeal it, and so it's like you appeal it.
I don't understand that.
Well, he appealed it to the same fuckers that gave him the suspension.
Well, that's where you appeal every time.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be like that.
You're right. It should go to an arbitrator.
Exactly.
Right. Because every single time, all they do is reduce it by half.
No, or either they just be like, okay. Case in point.
Have you ever been suspended?
Yeah, hold on, buddy.
Yeah, he's laughing.
No, bro. I was because you know, you remember Paul Grass Mattis?
Yeah.
Okay, so he got a fine for like $8,000 for hitting Brad Johnson too low in a game. So when you look at the tape, so we had Art Shell at the time was the guy who handed out the fines.
Uh huh.
So we had him on speakerphone, and so we were watching the play. and we watched it with him. And I'm looking, I'm like, wait a minute. The guard grabbed grass like he was throwing him out the fucking car
right.
and threw him into his legs. And so so Grass Mattis was explaining to our show. He's like, that's all you got? Okay, I'll get back to you. Sid Grass a FedEx letter next week saying, appeal denied. I was like, what the hell? And our business been there, and I went through the appeal process. It's like, but you're talking to the same people who are suspending you.
Oh, Chrissy Schaefer. Wow. First of all, yeah, you're right, Chrissy. Giants fans suck, just period. Yeah, fuck them. Her husband wears his custom Hollis jersey all the time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Chrissy, we'll get you in the show sometime if you want to come in and meet Hollis. You know what? That's something we should do with this show.
Yeah.
We have space.
Yeah, we have space.
We should
have somebody come in and get checked out. Yeah, yeah. But we have to get Uber over here.
Uber or nothing.
Yeah,
Uber or nothing. Because this is to get tanked.
Happy hour. And I live in walking distance. So.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's start that now.
Okay.
If you want to come in next Thursday for the Get Tanked Happy Hour, we'll take two guests.
Yes, two guests to come in the next week. Get Tanked Happy Hour.
We'll pay for your Uber in. We'll mm-hmm. pay for your Uber out.
Yeah.
Unless you're coming from Atlantic City, then you can drive on your fucking own.
And then we'll put you up at the Shady Acres Shady Acres Hotel.
What do you think about tonight? Let's do this because we got to put in a get tanked bet on this one as well.
Okay. You talking about for the Eagles or what you talking about?
No. Tonight, Patriots and Giants.
Patriots and Giants.
I don't think this is a trap, but I don't think the Giants are as bad as the Redskins.
I know. Where's the game at?
The game is in...
Is it in the East Rutherford?
I think it's in East Rutherford. No, it's in New England.
Hmm.
God, and that line is racing up.
Yeah,
it should be racing up. 15 earlier today. It's now 17. Hmm.
And Edelman's coming back, isn't he?
And Edelman was back last week, and he keeps going up.
He was only not even a week removed from the rib thing.
He put up 22 fantasy points last week, something like that. I'm going with the over 43.
Yeah, I was gonna go with the over. Yeah, but you're taking the Patriots, right?
I'm not gonna take the Patriots. With 17 points, I'm just gonna go with points.
Just go with the points. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just not see a boring game. Let's see. Pick six.
Nicole wants to sign up.
Nicole wants to come in?
Yeah, you gotta.
All right, maybe we'll do a power hour, but not hers.
We're not doing your power
hour. Yeah, sorry, sweetheart. Chrissy, if you ever want to come in on the show with your husband, we'll get that thing signed for you. Let us know. Eric is sure Pat, so Giants win.
What up,
Art? Hey, Liz. Bayless, we're going to see you for the Chicago game, right? I need the whole tickets for you.
Is he coming down?
Yeah, he's good man.
Yeah, because somebody was there. Jari wants to know about Dallas tickets.
Jari?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could come sit up in the fucking nosebleed with us.
Yeah, I think it's for one of his business partners.
I can take care of that.
Yeah, okay.
I'll talk to him. Yeah, let me know.
But he texted me early yesterday morning, and I kind of forgot.
Yeah. All good. So, predictions for tonight.
It's going to be an ass kicking by the Patriots. Going to kick their ass. It's one of those things where Daniel Jones, he has yet to see a defense like really just come after him. And Bill Belichick is from the old school.
Smart.
Well, yeah, he's from the old school as far as like when you have a rookie quarterback, you blitz the shit out of him.
Right.
And
exactly.
You give him different.
Disrupt him.
Disrupt him the whole time. And it's kind of a weird dynamic because I was listening to Randy Moss talk about how teams would try to prepare for the Patriots. It's like one week they come out with four wide receivers, then you be preparing for four wide receivers, then they come out at two tight ends and Dogie and run the shit out of the ball. Then they come out in defense, they come out in 3-4. Then the next week they come out in the 4-3, mm-hmm. or then they might come out in the sub package. So it's kind of hard to prepare for that. And then when they hit you with it, it's just like everybody just does their job. Mm-hmm. And talking to Chris Long. He said it's no fun up there. He's like, but you kind of go up there if you want to be in the mix every year for a time.
Right.
So I think they're going to kick their teeth in.
Stu Gotts, good question. Is Tank coming to Buffalo?
Damn, Skippy.
Tank is coming to Buffalo.
Spread my awesome sauce all over the place, baby.
Hey, guess what?
What's that? Ooh, another run.
Another run.
Yes.
Another run.
Yes.
So, yeah, Tank will not be with us in Minneapolis this weekend, and nobody can blame him. I don't want to go to Minneapolis this weekend.
I'm actually going to one of our sponsors, the brewery.
Oh, the Workhorse
yeah.
Brewery.
Yeah, we're going yeah. to Thunder Dan them.
Do you know all the information about that? Make sure you tell everybody.
It's on a website.
Yeah.
It's on GreenLegion.com.
GreenLegion.com.
And I've been posting on my Facebook and on my Twitter and my Instagram.
Oh, Chrissy, I'm sorry you're in China next week.
Oh, sorry, Chrissy. No, wow.
End the show with a little Carl Douglas and some kung fu fighting. Tank,
yes.
You know when we get together and start talking, we always say it's going to be an hour, and it's...
Yeah, it's been an hour and a half, hour and 45.
No, it's been about an hour and 20.
Oh, that's cool, yes.
Yeah, we got started late.
We got started a little bit late. Things didn't go as smooth as it should have.
No, I'll be honest, that was all me.
Yeah, but it's still a good show.
Brother, I got to tell you, so happy to do this show.
Because yes.
The amount of tear down, set up, tear down, set up for Chickies.
Yeah.
This is just in the crib, enjoying.
Walk out of your flip-flops.
That's it. I'm wearing flops, shorts. I'm not telling Hollis that I'm free-balling right now.
I didn't need to hear that.
Oh, God. First of all, we're not going to talk about stuff that we can't unsee.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. I'll take your money in golden tea. You are a pussy. I will...
He take his money.
Take your money. Oh.
Golden Tate?
Yeah, no. Stu, that would be Steve Struss.
Oh.
One of Whitpain Township's finest.
Oh, God.
And if you can see the $50 bill up there, that says, fuck you, Struss. I took him
in
on the
face,
last
Struss.
Time we play. But, yeah, Tank will be in Buffalo with us, so make sure you guys hop on that. There's just a couple spots left.
Yeah,
on that. And he will also be in Dallas with us.
Damn Skippy.
Final thoughts, Big Dog.
Final thoughts. I think we're going to go down to Minnesota, and I think we're going to handle business. I think this is more like a business trip because even for the fans, because I was looking at on Twitter and Instagram, and I don't know if you saw one of the Viking ladies. It was some Vikings fans talking about, you are very rude. Mm-hmm. I was like,
here we go.
And so the guy with the Eagles fan was like, he just was like, E-A-G-L. He just kept doing that in their face. And so it's going to be more like a business trip because they called us bad fans and stuff, and they came up here and dressed up fucking Rocky and Vikings in Vikings gear and thought we were supposed to let that fly.
I can't comment. I'm a hypocrite. I will tell you right now, though.
But have you ever
coming out of Minnesota?
Have you ever went to that city? Have you ever went to somebody's city and went and went and did something?
All the time.
All
the time. No, we don't. Actually, as the Green Legion, we don't go in trying to
disrespect,
defecate on somebody's history or lineage, whatever you want to call it. We just go in and be loud. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed
to do. And there's nothing wrong with being loud, and I couldn't care less if anybody else does that. The Rocky thing,
yeah.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I thought it was kind of creative.
Yeah, I did.
But, you know, I'm also a little bit more grounded when it comes to that thing or that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, coming out of U.S. Bank Stadium, trying to load our buses to go back to the airport after the Super Bowl, the happiest that I could have ever been in my entire life, except when I banged the prom queen about 30 years ago. I won't even mention the name, Sue Lieto.
Oh,
but in all fairness, there were two guys walking around the bus loading areas.
Right.
Thugged out.
Yep.
And starting fights with everybody. Yeah, and, of course, I tried to break one up, and I got clocked.
Chicago-Cleveland incident?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Is it my boy, one of my esteemed colleagues. I mean, Henry wants to know, the pigeon this week, Henry, is the center. He's a rookie. I don't know if you know about the centers in the football, in the NFL. They have to know almost as much as the quarterback.
Of course.
And if you got a bunch of rookies sitting next to you, I don't know if you know, notice when Kelsey has somebody next to him who don't know what the fuck they're doing, his play suffers because he's trying to make sure everybody knows what to do.
Right.
So you have a rookie center. That's why you hit these guys with multiple stunts and blitzes to confuse them. You know, it doesn't have to be blitzes. It could just be pressure because you could drop an in and send a linebacker. it'll mess up their head. So because they have a young first of, nobody has more than 3 years on the offensive line.
Really?
Yeah. So
all right. Well, punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, punch him in the mouth. Punch everybody has mouth. A great. Every man has a great plan until he gets punched in the mouth.
All right. Well, everybody, for the first time, and not the last.
Yes.
We are going to sign off from the Get Tanked Happy Hour. Everybody in Minnesota, make sure you reach out to us and sign up for our tailgate. We will see you next week. Again, reach out if you want to come in studio next Thursday.
Yes, GreenLegion.com, baby.
TTP.